This show is not for the easily offended. So if you are easily offended, go listen to something else. I'm sick. I have a scratch at the back of my throat. I just feel lethargic at best, you know? But since I haven't been to a doctor, I really can't complain too much, you know? At least that's how I am. I hate it when people tell me about how they don't feel good, and I say, okay, well, what did the doctor say? Oh, I haven't been to a doctor. It's like, yeah, okay, well, then, what do you want me to do about it? Which is not the right. You know, what do you want me to do about it is not the right attitude to have when somebody talks to you about something, period. You know, somebody, I'm not going to mention who I thought I was very close to. And when I was, when I lost my job a few years ago, the one where I was laid off through no fault of my own, I called this person up and I said, just lost my job. And instead of saying, oh, wow, yeah, I'm in the middle of something, can I call you back or something like that? This person said, okay, what do you want me to do about it? And at that moment, I thought to myself, okay, I will never call this person with a bit of bad personal news ever again. And I haven't, you know? Good news, sure. Bad news, why bother? Because I know, I'm not going to say exactly where I stand, but I know where they stand when it comes to stuff like that now. So, guess that was a good thing. And I'm not going to say that I'm totally without sympathy when someone doesn't feel good, because right now I feel like crap. But if you're not going to at least try to help yourself or find somebody who can help you, I don't know. I don't know what to say. But that's where I'm at right now. And when I get this way, I just get fatalistic. I've been working a lot lately. I actually had to work last two weekends, and if you know me, you know I hate working on the weekends. And I can feel myself falling back into old habits of giving everything to the job, you know, to the point where I start to get resentful that I'm making money for the company, and not for myself. And now I'm earning money, but I'm not making money, you know what I mean? There's all kind of personal projects that I want to work on. And it's, I don't even know what it is. I don't know if it's going to be a web comic or if it's going to be some sort of a print comic with a very low print run, because I know how much printing costs. But all I know is that I have all these ideas for stories that go, I have years and years worth of ideas for stories, but I do not have the talent to do the artwork. And that's what's really dragging me down right now. And I have a few. friends who are helping me out. But at the same time, it's like, I don't even know what I'm going to do with this. So I hate to feel like I'm wasting their time. And then when I take a look at what professionals are doing, and yes, I realize these guys are professionals for a reason, but, you know, I look at what they're doing and I just like, why am I even bothering? This is crap. What I'm doing is crap compared to what they're doing, you know? So, anyway, yeah, I might start doing more shorter shows like this. Who knows?